Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently, there was a blog article that went viral, and the title of it was kind of the kicker. It was called Marriage Isn't For You. And of course, that catches everybody's attention. And so you're reading it wanting to know, well, wait, why isn't marriage for me if you're single or married? And it's from the website SethAdamSmith.com. And the author, Seth, talks about how he and his wife, Kim, met in high school when they were 15 years old. He said they were friends for 10 years until they decided they no longer wanted to be just friends. But he says that the closer he and Kim approached to making the marriage decision, Seth was filled with this paralyzing fear. He wondered if he was ready. Was he making the right choice? Was Kim the right person to marry? And would she make him happy? So he decided to finally talk about his concerns with his dad. And this is what his dad said. Seth, you're being totally selfish. So I'm going to make this really simple. Marriage isn't for you. You don't marry to make yourself happy. You marry to make someone else happy. More than that, your marriage isn't for yourself. You're marrying for a family. Not just for the in-laws and all of that, but for your future children. Who do you want to help raise them? Who do you want to influence them? Marriage isn't for you. It's not about you. Marriage is about the person you married. That's pretty good counsel that Seth's father gave him, don't you think? So as Seth was talking to his father, he says that's when he realized that he wanted to marry Kim. He realized that he did want to make her happy every day, see her smile every day, and make her laugh every day. So Seth and Kim married. And then a little bit later in the blog article, he talks about how they began to have a time in their marriage when his heart had been hardening with a mixture of fear and resentment, he says. After the pressure had built up for a while, emotions erupted. He described himself as callous and selfish. But then this is the interesting part of the story that he tells. He says that instead of matching his selfishness, his wife Kim did something beyond wonderful, he said. She showed an outpouring of love. Laying aside all of the pain and anguish he had caused her, she showed him love. Seth says that while Kim had been loving him, his side of the marriage had become all about him. Don't you kind of admire Seth's honesty as he talks about his feelings? He doesn't hide the fact that he was struggling and he was making a few mistakes. And yet he talks about this response that he gets from his wife in return that was totally different from the way that he was treating her. And this doesn't just happen in marriage situations. Think of all the situations that you come in contact with people who maybe treat you unkindly on a daily basis. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a colleague. It could be someone at your child's school, maybe a difficult situation there. But there are so many situations where people treat us one way, but our attitude and our actions can be completely independent of what that person is doing. And that's really empowering to realize that we're in charge of our own emotions and our own feelings. And nobody's perfect. We'd probably all like to be a little bit better than we are. But it's great that Seth was willing to share this story about his situation with his wife, because her showing this outpouring of love at this difficult time for him was a perfect response. And there's a story that President Thomas S. Monson told in General Conference, October 2008, and it's from a talk he gave entitled Finding Joy in the Journey. And we want to share that with you now in his own words. Here's what he said.
I'm what my wife Frances calls a showaholic. I thoroughly enjoy many musicals, and one of my favorites was written by the American composer Meredith Willson, and it's entitled The Music Man. Professor Harold Hill, one of the principal characters in the show, voices a caution that I share with you. Says he, you pile up enough tomorrows, and you'll find you've collected a lot of empty yesterdays. My brothers and sisters, there is no tomorrow to remember if we don't do something today. I've shared with you previously an example of this philosophy. I believe it bears repeating. Many years ago, Arthur Gordon wrote in a national magazine, and I quote, "When I was around 13 and my brother 10, Father had promised to take us to the circus. But at lunchtime, there was a phone call. Some urgent business required his attention downtown. We braced ourselves for disappointment. Then we heard him say into the phone, "No, I won't be down. It will have to wait." When he came back to the table, Mother smiled. "The circus keeps coming back, you know," she said. "I know," said the father, "but childhood doesn't." Close quote. If you have children who are grown and gone, in all likelihood you have occasionally felt pangs of loss and the recognition that you didn't appreciate that time of life as much you should have. Of course, there's no going back, but only forward. Rather than dwelling on the past, we should make the most of today, of the here and now, doing all we can to provide pleasant memories for the future. If you're still in the process of raising children, be aware that the tiny fingerprints that show up on almost every newly cleaned surface, the toys scattered about the house, the piles and piles of laundry to be tackled, will disappear all too soon. And that you will, to your surprise, miss them profoundly. Stresses in our lives come regardless of our circumstances. We must deal with them the best we can. But we should not let them get in the way of what is most important. And what is most important almost always involves the people around us. Often we assume that they must know how much we love them. But we should never assume. We should let them know. Wrote William Shakespeare, "They do not love that do not show their love." We will never regret the kind words spoken or the affection shown. Rather, our regrets will come if such things are omitted from our relationships with those who mean the most to us. Send that note to the friend you've been neglecting. Give your child a hug. Give your parents a hug. Say, "I love you more." Always express your thanks. Never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved. Friends move away. Children grow up. Loved ones pass on. It is so easy to take others for granted until that day when they're gone from our lives and we're left with feelings of what if, if only, said author Harriet Beecher Stowe, "The bitterest tears shed over graves are for words left unsaid and deeds left undone."
That's a great true story, because we never know when the moments we have with loved ones, for whatever reason, might suddenly come to an end. Children grow up, someone might pass away. Life in general is so unpredictable. And like the last line from what President Monson said, quoting Harriet Beecher Stowe, "The bitterest tears shed over graves are for words left unsaid and deeds left undone." So if there is someone that you feel like you need to reach out to, and maybe you've been holding off for whatever reason, reach out to them today. Don't wait. You never know when that time might be gone for whatever reason. That's the message we'd like to close with today. Thank you for joining us. And if you're feeling brave and want to tell your story, send it in to us at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. We'd love to hear about your experience that you may have had, or maybe you've seen something in the news that you want to share with us. Feel free to send us an email. We'd love to get it. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Say Love," and it's featuring Hillary Weeks. Now, before we play this song for you, we just want to announce that tomorrow on Mormon Channel Daily, we're going to have a set of twin sisters, Lindsay and Lexi Kite, who are going to be joining us tomorrow. And these women are doing amazing things. They just finished their PhDs, both of them, in the same program at the same university. You'll find out more about that tomorrow. They are teaching media literacy for both men and women as far as some of the mixed messages that society gives to women. And it's wonderful what they're doing. We're so looking forward to having them on the show tomorrow. So enough said about that. We'll wait till tomorrow to tell you the rest of it. But thank you again for joining us. We hope you have a fabulous day, and we look forward to being back with you again here tomorrow.
A picture might be worth a thousand words, but a heart can be changed with one. Lives are shaped and minds are changed by what is said or what is not. And there's a shortage in this world of I believe in yous, and somebody somewhere needs some. So say love, love. There's a price to be paid when the words are something less than kind. So say love, love, say love, love. Only love, love. Say love, love, say love, love. Only love, love. And I'll take the words that you give me. Say love. Say love.